One of the things I work on in my own research is the principle of the responsibility to protect, the responsibility of states to prevent mass atrocities against their populations, and the responsibility of the international community to step in if states are unable or unwilling to do that. One of the interesting questions about this principle, of course, is how it gets distributed internationally. Who precisely bears this responsibility to protect? We say the international community writ large, but who or what do we really mean? It was clear, for example, in the Libya case, that that responsibility was borne by a very particular set of states, NATO countries in the end, who were willing to implement a no-fly zone, and some would say to go beyond that no-fly zone. But initially, the responsibility to protect was alleged to be an international responsibility. The Security Council asked the international community to respond to the threat of atrocities in Libya. And the reason why this question, I think, is important is because it leads to later questions about who is accountable for things that happen on the ground. So the interesting moral question to ask about Libya today is, yes, it was a campaign to protect civilians, but as we're seeing from the reports from human rights groups, for example, that many civilians were killed in the process of the Libya air campaign. And who's responsible for that? Who's ultimately accountable for it? These are partly ethical questions, partly legal questions, but also political questions.